I'm Emma Ray, and welcome to the latest BU News podcast, the place to find out about the latest research and campus news from Bournemouth University. Coming up on the programme, hear from Professor Eloise Carr in the School of Health and Social Care about her research into pain management. We'll also speak to retired Chief Inspector Martin Underhill about an innovative new learning tool that mimics a murder investigation. But first, on the 19th of April here at Bournemouth University, we announced our proposals for the level of graduate contribution, fees and student support we'll put in place for undergraduate courses from 2012. Charles Elder has more details.
The way universities are funded in the UK is changing, and the loss of government money over the coming years will mean that all of the country's higher education institutions will have to increase fees to fill the gap. The decision-making process has been tough, as BU aims to keep its courses as accessible as possible without compromising on quality. The solution, announced in April, is a tiered graduate contribution system. From September 2012, around 90% of honours degree courses at BU will attract a contribution of £8,200 per year, with a small number of flagship degree courses such as tourism, computer animation, television production and journalism set at £9,000. This is to recognise the global reputation of these courses, as well as taking into account the cost of their delivery. There'll also be another tier of £6,000 for the majority of BU foundation degrees. This reflects our commitment to providing flexible entry routes into higher education. The tiered system confirms BU's commitment to offering students a high-quality learning experience. But what exactly does this mean, and what makes the BU experience so unique? I spoke to the university's Director of Student and Academic Services, Jenny Jenkin, who explained more about the learning experience at BU.
It's a very unique blend of theory, practice, professional engagement, so that we're learning from the professions and from industry, but we're also leading the professions and industry. So it's a real cycle of knowledge creation and dissemination. And that is unusual, so you can take it in the context of nurses, where theory morphs into practice through placement activity. That practice experience comes right back into the classroom. So that is a distinctive theme at Bournemouth, which crosses media, nursing, design and engineering. It really is something that's part of our culture and the way that we do things around here.
Jenny also told me about the leading-edge learning and teaching developments at BU, as well as the student experience strategy, which encourages students to be the best they can be.
We're focusing on the individual student, so assumptions aren't made that every one of the 400 students studying business studies is the same. We're very keen to see the students as whole people, not just with an academic dimension or with a professional learning dimension or with a disability. We see them as a rounded individual, and our student experience strategy is focusing on enabling students to be the best they can be and to really engender the lifelong passion for their discipline and their learning and making sure that nothing gets in their way.
And if you have any more questions about the fees announcement, you can visit our frequently asked questions on the website by following the link at the bottom of the page.
Many thanks to Charles Elder there. He was speaking to Jenny Jenkin, who's our Director of Student and Academic Services. Coming up this month, Professor Rudy Goslin from the School of Applied Sciences will share his research into fish biodiversity, preservation and the human influence in his inaugural professorial lecture entitled A Fish Tale, World Preservation and You. Last year, Rudy travelled to China to gather samples of Pseudazebora parva, or topmouth gudgeon, which has proved to be one of the world's most invasive species. It carries with it a parasite that's deadly to many native fish. The lecture takes place on Wednesday the 18th of May at the Executive Business Centre on our Lansdowne campus. It's free to attend, so just register at the bottom of this webpage. Here at BU, we're pleased to welcome two new members of staff to the senior management team. Firstly, Professor Tim McIntyre-Batty has joined us as Deputy Vice-Chancellor. Previously, he was Assistant VC and Dean of the Business School at the University of Wales, Newport. His academic background is in economics, financial markets and neural network modelling. His PhDs in neural network modelling evaluation and end-user orientation in the financial markets. Professor McIntyre-Batty says he's looking forward to working with colleagues to further the university's strong reputation for high-quality academic provision. The second new appointment is Professor Roger Palmer, who takes up the role of Dean of our Business School. He joins us from Henley Business School at the University of Reading, where he was head of the School of Management. His wealth of commercial and academic expertise will be invaluable to BU. On behalf of all staff and students, we extend a warm welcome to both Professor Palmer and Professor McIntyre-Batty and wish them every success for the future. coming up, we'll hear from Professor Eloise Carr from the School of Health and Social Care about her research into pain management. But first, news on an innovative new learning tool that's making its mark in police and forensics organisations. Sally Gates has been working on the project and tells us more.
Professor David Osselton in the School of Applied Sciences has teamed up with professionals from the forensics world to develop this unique learning tool. It takes students through an entire investigation process for a murder inquiry.
What we wanted to achieve was a secure and safe learning environment for the students in teaching them from the start to finish of a major police investigation such as a homicide.
That's Martin Underhill, retired Detective Chief Inspector and guest lecturer at BU. He's worked closely with Professor Osselton and brought his first-hand experience to the project.
I was a Detective Chief Inspector running murder inquiries in Sussex and worked on some murders which were slightly unusual. I worked on the Sarah Payne case, which had a huge forensic input, and I also worked on an exhumation in Hampshire, which led to a cold case review and someone being charged with murders.
The murder case study scenario sees the body of a young girl discovered at a Dorset beauty spot, and the students have to investigate exactly what happened to her.
In effect, what the students get in this scenario is exactly what a murder squad detective would be receiving in his daily briefing. When the students start, they're given a crime scene of a body being found, photographs of the crime scene, plus press bulletins on the TV, and then they're given history of the victim, and they are encouraged to try and find out forensically and investigatively who killed this woman. They have to then look at various forensic exhibits, such as toxicology, stomach contents, DNA, and they have to establish what they would send to the laboratory and why, and give reasons as to what they're trying to do. It's a thought process, putting a jigsaw together, really. We're using CCTV, we use photo fits, we use real police statements and real lab reports. It ends up with a suspect being identified who is then interviewed and charged and convicted.
But this innovative new learning tool isn't just attracting attention from within the academic world. It looks set to influence professional practice as well. David and Martin will present the work later this month at a conference promoting best practice to forensic officers, as organised by the Investigator magazine. Meanwhile, here at BU, the students on forensics programmes continue to benefit from this homegrown learning facility.
Many thanks, Sally. Speaking there to retired Chief Inspector Martin Underhill, who's also a guest lecturer in the School of Applied Sciences. Professor Eloise Carr from our School of Health and Social Care gave a compelling lecture last month entitled Barriers of Good Pain Management, Patient, Professional and the Organisation. Here she tells us more about her research.
We've got new technologies, we've got new drugs, we've got fabulous new insight. But what's really interesting is that the prevalence rate, in other words, how many people have pain, are still unmoved over many years. So we have these sorts of figures, 42% of people having severe pain. And this is not just in this country, but in other developed countries as well. Chronic pain, consistently, it's really around about 30 to 50% of various populations have chronic or persistent pain. And when we look at the services in this country, one for 32,000 people. So we've got a huge problem.
Many thanks to Professor Eloise Carr, and you can find out more details about the lecture series at the bottom of the podcast page. And lastly, a team of BU academics are conducting a long-term study into the economic impact of Boscombe's artificial surf reef. The project, led by Professor John Fletcher from the School of Tourism, will analyse the economy over a three-year period. Steve Calver from BU's Market Research Group is collecting data from businesses and visitors, and staff from Bournemouth Council's Boscombe Regeneration Initiative are also involved. That's all from us for now. But remember, if you have an area of research you'd like to share, then please email us at press@bournemouth.ac.uk. This podcast was presented by me, Emma Ray, and was produced by Sally Gates. Thanks for listening and see you next month.